Hello and welcome to the live webinar, One Size Does Not Fit All, Delivering Customized Shopping Experiences for Your Customers, sponsored by IBM and powered by Retail Online Integration. I'm Jennifer DePasquale, publisher of ROI, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, I'd like to point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Please make sure to turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. Speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget to learn what all the widgets do on this console and how you can customize your experience today. Our speakers for today are Catherine Fry, Marketing and Customer Services Agenda Solution Manager, IBM Business Analytics, and David Cozy, Predictive Analytics Solutions Architect, IBM Business Analytics. Catherine has 16 years' experience in CRM, business intelligence, industry, and line of business solution development, go-to-market, and market segment management. She joined IBM with the Cognos acquisition. Her focus is on engaging and supporting our client marketing and customer service department's adoption of business analytical solutions to help them improve the acquisition, growth, and retention of customers, enable ROI-driven decision-making, and ensure all their customer touchpoints are personalized and relevant. David Cozy is technical sales specialist for IBM SPSS brand. His focus has been helping companies and organizations understand their customer needs better and assist them from research to deployment. He has 20 years in the predictive analytics and research field. And so without further delay, I'd like to turn things over to Catherine. Take it away, Catherine.
So thanks, Jennifer. Good morning and good afternoon, and thanks again for joining our webinar today on making the most of your shopper's experience with analytics, particularly market basket analysis. We'll begin our discussion today with understanding this changing landscape of the empowered consumer and how this is changing the dynamics out in the marketplace for the retail industry. I'd then like to talk about how we can turn these challenges into opportunities by addressing some of these new shopper requirements with analytics, especially elements of our customer analytics solution, and reinforce the notion of placing and engaging with the customer really at the center of all of your activities. I'll then be turning the presentation over to David, who'll provide a demonstration on some of our key capabilities, which will really help you grow your revenue footprint and your understanding of your customers in better detail. We'll then close with a couple of customer cases, and question and answers. So how is the landscape changing today for today's retailers? You know, with the rise in social media, online product reviews and recommendations, the ever-increasing mobile device usage, and with new purchasing channels continuously emerging, retail consumers have been more empowered and informed about the choices available to them. This makes it extremely difficult and complicated for retailers to accurately understand consumer behavior and purchase patterns, develop meaningful consumer segments, predict demand, optimize inventory, and drive maximum profitability from every channel. Additionally, consumers are demanding, you know, a seamless experience from their preferred retailers, regardless of need or channel used, making consumer attainment, retention, and growth more critical than ever. And retailers are confronted with the proliferation of digital communication channels, the speed of technological innovation, and the variety of data being created today. This has had significant ramifications for the retail industry. But the business imperatives remain, optimizing inventory investments and avoiding stockouts, whether online or in physical locations, and the delivery of maximum revenue and profits balanced with ensuring customer satisfaction levels. So retailers must adapt to this new consumer by, you know, analyzing consumer behavior, buying patterns and sentiment, and responding to those individual needs, delivering personalized promotions for the right products at the right time and the consumer's preferred method, really to motivate them to purchase. Accurately predicting demand to optimize assortments, protect margins, and ultimately drive profitability. And understanding top consumers, how to really retain and grow their footprint with them. And creating that brand experience to build consumer loyalty, taking into account this omni or multi-channel approach of many consumers who want to leverage all the channels in their purchasing decisions. As mentioned, big data is having far-reaching consequences for the retail industry. The current digitization of virtually everything creates new types of large and real-time data. You know, globally we're creating, I think, roughly 2.5 quintillion bytes of data daily. Quintillion bytes. So many retailers are recognizing the advantages of advanced analytic technologies and the strategies to extract insights from this vast, you know, quantity of data in order to put their consumer needs front and center. Now, these analytic capabilities create new opportunities for retailers to meet these new consumer requirements, as well as create for the retailer a true competitive advantage in the marketplace. So the new norm for retailers is this focus on the customer and understanding them across all interaction channels, recognizing and responding to mobile commerce, embracing social media as a critical customer information repository and channel. In this new era of big data, there are also plenty of accompanying new data challenges. With the new dynamics and shift in power to the consumer, there is far more information available in third-party sites, peer recommendation sites, product forums, social networks. Now, all that now really requires sifting through and making that text actionable. There is simply more data collection required internally to aggregate and to parse, to try to create, you know, the single view of the shopper across channels, devices, and across data sources, internal and digital data, structured and unstructured. All the while, the analytics remain somewhat siloed, isolated, you know, or even worse yet, inaccessible by the business users who truly need those insights the most. This results in so many missed opportunities. So finally, for the retailer, this rising analytics need from so many sources for more users in more detail really pushes the envelope or the requirements for scalability much further. So savvy retailers are embracing this change, and they're using these shifts to their advantage. Now, just a few examples to call out here on this chart are the use of analytics to really gain that competitive advantage. So Conforama, they're a French furniture retailer, one of our customers, began using analytics to track and analyze customer interactions. The result was this creation of customized marketing campaigns enabled by predictive analytics, which really increased client targeting efficiencies by 70%. You know, that's a sizable number. And then a U.S. retailer of construction products, by utilizing business intelligence to better understand sales operations and opportunities and buying patterns, was able to improve category planning and improve year-over-year revenue growth by 15%. So retailers aren't standing still. They're beginning to wake up and really take advantage of the opportunities that analytics can afford them. So against this backdrop of industry changes, you know, shifts in shopper requirements and expectations and this continuing onslaught of data, there are new mandates to consider to help retailers best meet their business imperatives. Now, we at IBM see these mandates centered around smarter operations, to better meet and handle customer demands, you know, improving management across channels of labor and business processes, smarter merchandising supply chains, really being able to gather key customer information continuously to allow for that improved management and delivery of more insightful category assortments. And finally, a much more improved ability to deliver a smarter shopping experience, which means supporting that shopping experience at any time or place with that same personalized experience from the brand, independent of channel. So in order to deliver that smarter shopping experience, a number of issues need to be addressed in order to drive personalized service, repeat purchases, brand loyalty, and advocacy. Some of those core questions asked by a retailer can be addressed by analytics, you know, such as, do I have the right information to create an accurate customer profile, which will allow me to do micro-segmentation? What information is missing for this precise segmentation? What information can improve my current segmentation? How can I identify purchase patterns to predict results or for better promotion strategies? How do I best capitalize on upsell and cross-sell opportunities? You know, and finally, am I spending my marketing dollars on the right channels for the correct micro-targets? So many retailers have or they're in the midst of a journey on employing our own IBM customer analytics solution to really help them address many of these challenges, which, as we can see here, can undermine the retailer's ability to deliver this smarter experience. issues that, you know, many of you are familiar with, such as eroding market share, decreasing customer loyalty, the proliferation of channels, understanding and interpreting commentary on third-party review sites, you know, just to name a few. But with customer analytics and harnessing customer insights more effectively, organizations are able to overcome many of these factors and continue on their growth trajectory and building a loyal customer following. So let's spend a couple of minutes on our customer analytics solution. The customer analytics solution helps you acquire that ideal customer, grow that customer's lifetime value, and enhance customer loyalty by really turning satisfied customers into brand advocates throughout the entire customer lifecycle. When we talk about customer acquisition, we provide the ability for an organization to ensure they are present in all channels with meaningful messages during this time of product research and provide the ability to determine when that customer is actually ready to make a purchase decision. With IBM Customer Analytics, organizations can understand and anticipate customer behaviors and needs. They can then effectively segment and target those customers to deliver the right offer at the right time, the right channel. The solution also supports the ability to maximize customer lifetime value through upsell and cross-sell activities across a multitude of touch points. And finally, customer analytics helps support interaction opportunities found with customer care or customer service functions. So by empowering customer service representatives with customer care insights, you know, driven by analytics, and then complemented by information captured throughout chats and conversations and surveys, the solution can then determine the correct strategies and actions, so both by empowering customer service and harnessing the voice of the customer through analytics. So through this next short sequence of slides, I'd like to expand a little bit more about regarding this maturity path of an organization to personalization and your approach to the customer, and really moving from static customer insight to this focused, relevant, personalized action through analytics. It really truly means leveraging all forms of relevant data and interactions across all time horizons. It does start with the customer. You know, customers, they're dynamic. A customer is not necessarily the same type of customer, same type of visitor or buyer or consumer that they might have been last week or yesterday or even an hour ago. So we must be able to rapidly listen, understand, and respond to our customers' ever-changing, you know, character and needs. So it's essential now to augment traditional customer profiles or your customer segmentation schema with richer insights from, of course, not only historical and transactional data information, but also with interaction and demographic data points, which might further expand that profile. So helping you identify behavioral drivers and with new algorithms, you know, determine propensity to spend and even score your customers. Now, these additional information sources, they're key, and they provide us with that much needed and valued context. You know, to further build out that 360-degree view of the customer, which we mentioned, it's essential to integrate social media insights to further understand purchase influencers and behaviors and create that community or sense of community to further personalize your approach with the customer. So finally, as we've matured with our approach to personalization, we're able, with the support of analytics, to deliver that highly customized and relevant experience for our shoppers with our ability to understand what drives and enhances, you know, and shapes and motivates their purchase decisions, and with the ability to act effectively on those insights. So when we talk about growing our footprint with customers and using customer analytics, a key element is market basket analysis. So what is it? Market basket analysis, at its simplest, enables retailers to analyze point-of-sale data to discover purchase patterns, such as pairs or sets of products that tend to be bought together, or associations. So retailers can explore these associations. They can determine which could form the basis of new offers and promotions for discrete or individual customers or customer segments or clusters. So retailers who can link the customers to the purchases through loyalty cards or online shopper registrations, you know, for example, they can go even further. They can understand which product combinations appeal to which types of customers and therefore construct these very tailored, highly targeted offers, which generate much higher response rates, increase the probability of purchase, and, of course, subsequently higher revenues. So IBM's Business Analytics Market Basket Analysis solution, it helps retailers gain this insight into buyer patterns to offer the products and promotions that match shopper preferences and behaviors and link those purchases to specific buyers to allow the merchant to create these tailored offers. So retailers can implement more precisely targeted campaigns to drive higher returns or ROI for their marketing endeavors, you know, leading, of course, to higher average sales per customer and increased revenue over time. So as a key tool, Market Basket Analysis uses algorithms to analyze transaction and customer data, relating it to prior purchases and building predictive models that can be applied to significantly improve, you know, some of the following types of decisions. So, for instance, what categories or products to display or promote together to help determine whether an offer is valid for a particular customer or a grouping of customers. To help predict the probability of whether that customer or customers will respond to that particular offer. And, of course, to calculate the value of the customer accepting the specific offer. So applying these models allows the retailer to select the best offer or offer sets for each customer or customer segment. These are then delivered to shoppers in the most appropriate manner. You know, for example, loyalty card holders may receive targeted coupons online or via email or via mobile promotion, or even enclose this in their monthly statement. So we're going to move toward the demonstration portion of our presentation, where David will walk us through an e-commerce scenario in much more detail to illustrate the advantages of using market basket analysis. But I'd like to summarize a few of the solution benefits here and give you some other facts to consider or ponder as you view the demonstration. You know, there's an accelerated need to know the customer. Already, 35% of what consumers purchase on Amazon and 75% of what they happen to select and watch on Netflix comes from product recommendations based on these types of solutions or algorithms. So it is a competitive advantage now to have this type of analytical insight. But soon, you know, it's going to be a requirement just to stay in the game or pay to play. According to another retailer study just released by McKinsey in October, North American retail sales will have a compounded annual growth rate of only 4% for the next 5 to 8 years, so single-digit growth. So the overall revenue pie will grow very little. So taking market share will become key. So retailers who know their customers, who can use solutions such as market basket analysis, will have a much easier time in increasing that revenue per customer visit and can use this to their advantage, either defending their market share or even taking share. I think we can all agree that consumers are somewhat fickle. So retailers, they need to give consumers a reason to choose their stores over the competition or their online sites. So no longer will consumers shop at a retailer simply because it happens to be where a product is distributed. No, it's really incumbent upon the retailer to differentiate product offers, to entice the customer into their store or onto their e-commerce site to really help drive up those sales and increase their margins. So let me set the stage for our e-commerce demonstration scenario. We have a female millennial shopper, Susie, who enters a well-known women's upscale retailer to purchase a new skirt. She also has a loyalty card and knows that if she purchases more than $100 at the store in this month, she'll get an extra 10% off. So she then selects a sweater. She's now debating leaving and completing her checkout. So I'm going to now turn the presentation over to David to expand on this scenario, and as it could take a number of different paths here.
Thank you, Catherine. In this example today, we're going to be showing you a solution called Modeler. And today, we're going to look at an online commerce that we actually were able to show, look at the different types of purchases that the customers might have in their market basket that Catherine was talking about in her previous slides, and actually walk through the process on how what offers should be offered to those people. In front of you, you see a web plot. A web plot shows all the different purchases that the customer might go through when they actually go through the online store. As we walk through the page here of this report, we actually show their ID, what their gender is, so we have some demographic information. And then from that, we have suggested items. So in this case here, wouldn't it be nice or wouldn't it be useful if we were able to look at the customer, look at the suggested item, and say, what should we offer them next based on what they have purchased in the past or what they currently have in their basket or their cart on the website. So the first one here is we have a suggested item of a tie. We have a probability of them purchasing of 74.4%. And then from that, there's also offer number two and offer number three. So how do we actually get all of these offers and being able to have these suggestions, and how did we come up with these suggestions for the customer as they walk through our online store? Like I said before, we actually use a solution called Modeler. This is a premier data mining workbench from IBM. In front of you, you have different nodes that are connected. These nodes allow you to extract data, have the capability of restructuring the data, build models, and deploy them. So if we take a look at the information about our customers, we can get an overall view of what our historical patterns have been from our customers. Once we do that, we're going to actually build a model using different types of techniques, but in this case here, we're going to use a market basket algorithm called APRI to help us try to figure out what offers we should offer to those customers. So the first thing I do is I want to take a look at the data. I drag and dropped a data audit node, and I'm going to go ahead and execute this. What this does, it gives me all the different information about the data of the customer. I have the different information about their age, their gender, their status, and what products they have purchased in the past. So what this data contains is we have their transactional data along with their demographic information. Once we do that and take a look at the data that we have, now we have a capability of telling you what we want to do with it. So in this case here, we have a type node, and then what we have connected next to that is what's called an APRI algorithm. How we get this algorithm is from the modeling palette at the bottom. This modeling palette contains a whole bunch of different algorithms that are available to us. But in this case here, like I said before, we're going to use the APRI algorithm. When I execute this node, it builds a golden nugget for me. This golden nugget is our model. This model allows us to take historical information, run it through the model, create a pattern from that data that allows us to determine what products we should offer the customer. So if I double-click on the model itself, it brings up a window. And let me explain what this window has. There's four columns here. The one we're going to look at immediately is the antecedent. The antecedent has four different products that the customer has purchased before. So we're looking at purchases. They bought fragrance, they bought shoes, they bought coat and belt. So that, based on the history, that's what they purchased. So what should we offer them next? Well, according to the model itself, the next offer to them should be a sweater. And then from that, there is 9.033% of the cases supported, and there's an 85.92% that customer is likely to purchase if we do offer that to them. Now, once we have this model, we could run it out to the table. We could score the data sets. So if we want to put it into our BI tools, we do have that capability. I could run out the report, which I showed you earlier, that actually shows the web plot. And from that, I have the capability of taking that information and being able to deploy it within the enterprise that allows us to expand our capabilities of actually targeting those people and targeting those purchases of what they're most likely to purchase and how we should actually give them their offers. So from here, it allows me to run the report, and once I run that, it comes up with the capability of showing what they have purchased in past, and going full circle here, looking at their ID, looking at their demographics and what they have purchased in the past, and coming up with individual suggestions for that customer. So now I'll turn it back to Catherine to have her go through the rest of the slides.
Thanks, David. So for market basket analysis, there are two separate product offerings. So one that's on-premise, with, as David mentioned, SPSS Modeler, or IBM also offers a new cloud-based offering, Analytic Answers. So just briefly, IBM Analytic Answers is a portfolio of cloud-based solutions. It's a software as a service that provides key predictive and prescriptive information directly to your line of business user. So included in the portfolio is retail purchase analysis and offer targeting solution. So it's really designed to help small to mid-sized retailers better understand customer purchases and design targeted promotions with the best chance for success. The SaaS solution identifies retail purchase patterns such as product affinities and associations, then calculates the confidence, and lift to highlight opportunities to increase revenue. This is a subscription-based solution, and it's intended for organizations with really little or no statistical or modeling expertise in-house. So I'd like to close with sharing with you a few customer cases. The first we'll talk about is the Red Cats Group. The Red Cats Group distributes fashion and lifestyle products both online and in its stores in France and in North America. So it owns or promotes 17 different European and American brands. Their business challenge was to better harness and understand all types of information on their 24 million customers. It's a classic big data challenge. So predictive analytics using IBM SPSS has really enabled Red Cats to refine its marketing strategies, to target customers more effectively and be more responsive. It's helped them really answer a wide range of questions, such as, you know, what messages should we be sending to which customer and at what time? What offer should we suggest to them and via which channel? Now, what's the probability that such a customer will place a new order? So the types of customer data that's being analyzed by Red Cats includes traditional types of data, like purchase order history, purchasing behaviors, you know, navigation data from websites, you know, click streams, basic demographics they're combining, information with their derived or gleaned from their customer service department records, such as call transcripts, maybe complaints, information via their mobile apps or mobile channels, and also from surveys. So all of this has been put under the microscope to really encourage customer loyalty and, of course, achieve better revenue results and customer satisfaction. So to quantify, Red Cat saw return on their investment within 7 months, and qualitatively they're now able to, brand by brand, use predictive analytics to predict customer behavior down to a micro-targeting of offers or that one-to-one, you know, level of understanding. Our second case is a very large Korean retailer, and they're predominantly known for having their physical store sites. I think they're the largest retailer, one of the largest in Korea, but they also have developed a very large online presence. So their e-commerce site has added a very significant new source of revenue, but it's also introduced for them a lot of new challenges and headaches. So its consumers have moved to the online channel. As they've moved, the retailer has found it increasingly difficult to discern their purchasing habits and preferences. So as we know, when shopping online, consumer behavior can sometimes be erratic and unpredictable. As you know from your own shopping habits, they may arrive at a website through a paid or organic search. They may browse for a few minutes. They may add to the shopping cart, and then they may abandon the shopping cart and leave. Their next visit, they may be triggered, you know, weeks later, months later, by referring site or an online campaign. The consumer may even end up making the end purchase at a physical store site. So our retailer knew it could run more targeted, personalized marketing programs to really systematically funnel that traffic into sales conversions. So with the solution they implemented, they can now predict what consumers need based on their past actions and then immediately serve up content that targets those needs, whether they're related to women's clothes or personal care products or jewelry or electronics. So the solution established, so how it was implemented, it established a central repository for all consumer interactions, including website visits, click paths, offers, and purchase histories, or responses to offers and purchase histories. So the retailer can now track consumer preferences and analyze those trends to really help guide them, guide their marketing strategy much more effectively. This solution was also combined within marketing automation. So it can immediately act upon those insights by serving up the most relevant content when a consumer is most receptive. So as an example, a consumer might be shopping for a swimsuit. They might, of course, be more receptive or interested in receiving offers for other accessories, such as sunglasses or sandals, as we discussed in our demonstration example. So having this ability to respond to a consumer's need in real time has created a powerful differentiated experience, building this sense of loyalty through this personalization. And, of course, delivering that increased revenue streams doesn't hurt either. So our customer has reduced the time and effort spent running marketing programs with the targeted programs they put out. They're achieving higher success rates with a much greater payoff. So the net results, better customer experience, greater loyalty, and improved profitability. So before closing, I'd like to just call your attention quickly to a variety of additional resources that we have for the retail community, located at these links, as well as, of course, on IBM.com. So I hope you've enjoyed our webinar today, and thank you again for joining us in today's session, how to better personalize your shopper's experience, and I hope you found it informative. I'd like to now turn the session over once again to Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine. We've now reached the question and answer portion of today's webinar. As a reminder, you can ask a question by clicking on the red Q&A widget at the bottom of your screen. Okay, our first question is for you, David. We're currently using market basket analysis using POS data, but we'd like to really personalize much further. What other data sources and additional capabilities would you recommend to produce a much more sophisticated analysis?
Yeah, very good question. I would probably consider some clustering analysis looking at like attributes across your customers in addition to actually just looking at the individual market basket itself. Also, too, you might want to consider the SPSS Analytical Decision Management and Collaboration Deployment Services. This way, you're able to integrate these recommended recommendations that I showed you, similar to what you saw in the demo, to give you instant recommendations and messaging at the right point of interaction.
Great. Thanks, David. Catherine, the next question is for you. Can you share any other customer examples that have used market basket analysis successfully online to produce a recommendation engine of sorts?
Yes, we actually have. Thanks, Catherine. We actually have a slew of customers, of course, using market basket analysis, as well as a wide variety of different analytic techniques in the retail environment. So one of the use cases we have is an educational resource customer, and they needed to create targeted, better marketing campaigns online to really drive sales. They were using Excel, and it really wasn't an adequate solution for the problems they were trying to address. So they looked to combine two information sources, their CRM system as well as information contained in the marketing database with a lot of demographic information. They could have, pulled in other information as well, but they chose these two particular data sources as their initial project. And, of course, they wanted to unite the data sources to perform the market basket analysis as one part of the project, to do some market basket modeling. And, of course, with the end goal of producing those more targeted promotional offers for achieving better revenue outcomes. So, by combining and using these particular data categories or data sources, they created some campaigns that targeted the correct educators with the, of course, target information and initial campaign or pilot. And the teachers, the educators who receive these specifically market basket model packages, very much specific to their own academic areas, they generated over 2.5 times more sales than their typical generic offers. So really, market basket analysis really allowed them to help determine the likelihood that customers would be purchasing the specific products based on the modeling, and to get the most traction out of those limited marketing budgets that we all, are kind of faced with these days. And they also kind of captured the result that it generated over 150% more sales per customer, using these very specifically tailored design marketing campaigns. So that's one example, but we have multiple examples as well.
Wow, that's great. Thanks, Catherine. Our next question is for you, David. What best practice advice can you provide for an organization beginning to build out this type of recommendation capability? Where is the best place to start? What are some things to keep in mind and some things to avoid?
Yeah, it's a great question. I get this question a lot. And I would definitely start with the what we call the CRISDM methodology. That actually stands for the Cross-Industry Standard for Process for Data Mining. And what it does, it goes through the process from the start of understanding, data prep, building models, and evaluating and deploying them. And what it does, it gives a full circle of going from start to finish, and it gives you a roadmap of how we actually implement data mining capabilities. And so definitely start with that. And it's really important to make sure that everybody is on the same page when you start a project like this.
Great. Thanks, David. Catherine, our next question is for you. You talked about several of the technology shifts that are impacting retailers, multi-channel realities, social media, empowered consumers. Are you seeing other purchasing shifts within the retail industry that present opportunities for analytics?
Well, it's a great question as well. There's, the retail industry has been going through so many changes over the past, 3 to 5 years, and it's set for some more as well in the near future. But there's been some interesting research produced this year about shoppers. I know not everyone on the webinars in the apparel industry or apparel into retailing, but there's been a huge increase in terms of just proportion of the pie with apparel really focused more towards male apparel buying and male purchasing of goods as a percentage of the total. And it's really now up to almost 40%. And what's interesting about that also is, I don't think it's any surprise, over 70% of a recently conducted survey, there are several million respondents, had mentioned that, of course, males prefer to research and buy apparel online. So I think they're actually driving a lot of the shift of this move from, bricks and mortar to more online activity as well. But as a purchasing channel, I think we all know that e-commerce continues its incredibly steady, this huge climb, and making inroads into brick-and-mortar sales. I know Walmart just recently, last week, they released their Q3 sales, and comparable store sales for locations in the U.S., for instance, had actually dropped 0.3%, while their global e-commerce sales for Walmart actually increased 40% quarter over quarter from last year. Other areas, regionally, Asia-Pacific, they're going to surpass all geographies in terms of e-commerce as a region, with expected online sales to total roughly $430 billion, which is just amazing. It's a huge number. The U.S., though, still leads in terms of online purchasing as an individual market. But China is actually quickly approaching U.S. commerce levels. So it's really important to keep an eye on that online channel and to be able to personalize as much as possible when you're reaching out to your customer constituencies.
All right, thank you. David, our next and last question is for you. I'm currently researching online shopping cart software. What does IBM offer that an open source shopping cart like Abanti Cart doesn't offer?
Okay, let's start with the first part of that. We definitely have been conducting data mining and statistical analysis for over 40 years. And with that knowledge, we have a solution that allows you to use algorithms that are definitely packaged, but also, too, we do allow you to embed open source algorithms as well. So if situations such as R is a good example, being able to use R algorithms along with our algorithms. And by doing so, you actually get the best of both worlds. So you're not, it's one or the other, it's being able to use the open platform along with our platform as well.
Great. Thank you, David. And thank you, Catherine. Like I mentioned, that was our last question. If you do have further questions or want to get in touch with us directly, you can call us at the number listed or email us. And with that, I'd like to turn it back over to Jennifer.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. I want to thank Catherine and David. Great job today, guys. It looks like we are out of time. And on behalf of IBM and ROI Magazine, I want to thank you for attending today's webinar. Be sure and check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And if you'll also just take a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that appears on your screen next, we would be very grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. I hope to see you at the next ROI-sponsored webinar. Thanks so much.